Hi, and welcome to Jan Carroll Publishing's podcast, Bookmart. My name is Janie Jesse, and thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. So this week, I'm going to be talking to you about something that comes up frequently in book publishing, and that's the copyright, that's the ISBN, and also the Library of Congress number. But before I get started, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping here and just a reminder to our listeners that Voice Magazine for Women, a magazine that we have published now for 20 years, and we celebrated 20 years in February this year of our monthly magazine that we have published and continue to publish. And, you know, we're going to be celebrating all year long. 20 years deserves a year-long celebration. And in part of that celebration, we are asking for 20 businesswomen out there to share their stories of personal journey, of their own personal journey to their success. Now, if you don't feel that you have a story to share, but you know of someone, please send them our way, because I think every woman has a story to share about their success in their career or as a business owner. And, you know, now you can tell the world. In celebrating our 20 years of Voice, we are the voice for women in the Appalachia region. Voice Magazine for Women and Jan Carroll Publishing are teaming up for this one-of-a-kind project. We are inviting 20 women, business or career women, to share their story of inspiration, to share their stories maybe of struggles and challenges and how they have achieved their success. And these stories now, these will be a part of the big picture because they're going to be in a book form. And so in sharing your story, you're going to be inspiring other women to pursue their dreams and maybe like you, ignore the naysayers and, you know, just encourage other women to achieve that success that they deserve. So we are now accepting submissions for this debut elite type book for accomplished women to share their stories. And this book is a commercial product. It's going to be sold on Amazon and other retail outlets in a book form and as an ebook. Now, we're asking 20 women, and we have already started accepting submissions. So you don't want to be left out of this. There is a deadline. You can visit our website, jancarrollpublishing.com, and see the details and the requirements. But, you know, be part of this. Tell your story and show your support. And not only that, receive the recognition that you deserve while you are encouraging other women. This is your legacy. Let your legacy not just be told, but be shared and continue on and encourage other women. So get your story out there. Get your story published. I like to share the story, and I have many stories that I could share about overcoming obstacles and discrimination and struggles. But one story in my very, very early career, I was working in a bank. And, you know, that back then, and I may be telling my age here, but in those days, the banking industry was very male-oriented and dominated by men. And I was hired as a teller, and I was promoted to head teller, which at that time, as head teller, it was more of a supervising type position. And I also worked with the loan department and accepting payments and loan transactions. And part of my position was training future loan officers as a person came in and would be hired on as a loan officer. Part of the head teller's position was to train that individual. Well, there was an opening that came up for a loan officer, and I applied for it. And so, you know, a few weeks went by and a young man started to work, and he was coming through the training program, and I was to train him regarding the teller functions and some of the loan applications and so forth. And in doing so, we sort of assumed that he had been hired to work in bookkeeping. But as it turned out, as I was training him, he was talking about his new position as a loan officer. Well, I had applied for that position, and I had been with the bank several years. So I went to the manager, and I talked to him, and I told him, I said, I applied for the loan officer position. And he said, I know you did. And I said, well, I understand that this individual that I'm training has been hired for that position. And he said, he has. I said, but he comes into this bank with no banking experience. I have several years of banking experience. I know the customers. I work well with others. And I'd like to know what, you know, is missing on my application that I would not be considered a candidate for this position. And the manager looked at me and said, he is getting married soon, and he's going to have a family to support, and he needs to have a good job. And I looked back at the manager and I said, I'm divorced. I'm self-supporting. I have a house payment, a car payment, and I need a good paying job. And the manager looked at me and I quote, what you need is a husband. Now, I share that story, and it's been several years ago, or he today would probably be sued endlessly for discrimination, harassment. It fits all the categories. But that kind of comment, that kind of attitude really redirected my career. Because after that comment, I started looking for a different type of career opportunities, and one of those, actually the door opened for outside sales, and I went into outside sales at that time. But I left the banking industry after several years of working in a bank. And that kind of comment really propelled me into another direction. And as a result, I think I am where I am today because of that kind of attitude. I had to support myself. I had to look out for me. And I refused to work in an industry that did not respect me, not only as a woman, but respect me as a professional working woman. So I share that with you, listeners, because I know there are women out there that have a story to tell, and how inspiring it would be for another woman to be able to read your story and hold on to it and know that they can achieve just as you have. So please, we're calling for all you women out there, business and career women, to submit your story, and don't be left out, because we have started accepting submissions. And for this book one, we're going to be accepting 20. So get that submission to us. Like I said, I want to touch base, give some information in this podcast regarding some questions that come through about the numbers that are in books these days. And one of the questions that comes in frequently is wanting to know about a copyright registration. Now, you will read different things online that you do need it, you don't need it, and you can call the copyright office and they will tell you that you do not have to have a copyright for your book. And Jan Carroll Publishing actually takes that position that it's not required, and Jan Carroll Publishing does not provide a copyright number. But it is a process, and we take the position that you have automatically granted a copyright when you create original work. And the copyright office will tell you that. But we do have authors that will take the position that they want a copyright number. And so the copyright registration is a process. There is a fee. I think the fee probably, I'm not sure what it is these days. It's $60, $65, somewhere in that range. But when you get a copyright, just be sure that that's what you want to do. It is a process and it takes a while. You make the registration and then it goes through a process to get that copyright number. Another question that comes in, and we here at Jan Care Publishing, we do provide a PCN. And the question is, what is a PCN and what's the difference between an LCCN? Well, a PCN is a pre-assigned control number, and it is the Library of Congress control number, the LCCN. So we use that, we call it the PCN here, and it is an identification number that the Library of Congress assigns in order to catalog and record your book in the catalog collections. And what that does then, librarians actually, they use the LCCN or the PCN to find your book, and your book is cataloged in the national database. So I think it's very important that you do have a Library of Congress number, which is going to be in the largest library there is. But it also, it provides an opportunity to locate your book. And there are some restrictions. I think we have run into maybe the page count comes into play. We rarely run into that. But it does have to meet certain requirements for that number to be assigned. But Jan Care Publishing, we do provide the PCN number. And the PCN number, the library number, the Library of Congress number, is assigned to the author and or authors. It is not assigned to the publisher. We assign it to the author. Another question that comes up, which I could see where there would be some confusion, is the ISBN. Well, the ISBN, what that stands for, is International Standard Book Number. And this is a unique numeric number that identifies a specific edition or the format of your book, such as a hardback, paperback. But what it does is really identifies and attracts your book through the book industry. And an ISBN actually identifies your publisher. And we here at Jan Care Publishing, if you get an ISBN, it will be under our name. It will be our ISBN. And it also can, another number can be issued for an ebook. And then Amazon, of course, will assign it and through Kindle, we'll sign it another number. But whoever that ISBN number is registered to shows to be the publisher of your book. And sometimes here at JCP, we will have a new author to come in and say, oh, I already have the ISBN. Can I give that to you? And unfortunately not, because again, the ISBN numbers will identify the publisher, and through our system, through our distributor, then they know whose book that belongs to, and that's how they find who published your book, is through the ISBN. So we only work with our own ISBN number. But I do get questions about the numbers, and I understand why there's confusion, particularly on the copyright. It depends on what website you go to. We'll say, yes, you need a copyright number. No, you don't need a copyright number. So, you know, just use your own judgment and decide what's going to work best for you. What do you feel comfortable with? I think that if you feel uncomfortable that you don't have a copyright number, then make application. There's no harm in doing so. And it's going to cost you a little money, but if that makes you feel better about it, then go for it. But the publisher here, JanCare Publishing, we don't actually provide that. So I hope that clarifies and gives you some information about the numbers that you see on the books. The ISBN number will be located in the barcode. And we have assigned different numbers for our ebooks. You can do that. We do assign different numbers for the hardback. But again, as a publisher, those numbers, those ISBN numbers have been purchased and we own those ISBN numbers. And that will identify the publisher and also identify if it's a paperback, a hardback, or an ebook. And while we're talking about books, we also want to invite all of you to reach out to JCP if you're looking to, if you have a manuscript that, you know, it's finished and you want to find a home for it, then, you know, reach out to JanCare Publishing. We have a lot of information on our website and we welcome the opportunity to sit down and, you know, we could do Zoom meetings, phone consultations. Or if you're nearby, we are located in Northeast Tennessee and Southwest Virginia. And so reach out to us and give us a call and maybe let's talk about what you have in mind in your manuscript. We have different genres. We also look at, you know, we love children's books and we love sci-fi and historical fiction. So yes, we do have different genres. And this year, particularly in 2024, with so many of our children's books being acknowledged, certainly locally, through the school system and different schools, we are making a concentrated effort to be recognized as our children's books as educational tools. And we would like to get JCP set up in that category that when schools and libraries think about children's books and educational type books, that they turn to JanCare Publishing. Many of our children's books are very wholesome and many of them have a wonderful message and some are you know, very timely. We have a book recently about boundaries and that's the title of the book by Justin Shepherd. And the book talks about boundaries sometimes that we have to set in families and for whatever reason, but how that can be a positive thing. So if you are a listener that you're involved in the school system, or maybe you have a written a manuscript that you feel would be worthy of the schools to acknowledge and maybe have them take a look at, reach out to JanCare Publishing. We can't promise that the schools will pick up the books, but we are certainly headed in a strong direction of having JanCare Publishing's children's book be recognized as worthy books for school systems and the libraries. So I appreciate you listening this week. I hope you got some information that's useful. And I want to remind all of you out there again about our book project with Voice Magazine for Women. Our new issue, April, is out online now, and we also provide the magazine in print. But you can find the full version on Voice Magazine for Women. And if you have any questions, please visit our websites. We have emails that if you want to email me directly, publisher@jancarepublishing.com and ask questions about how you can get your submission in for this debut book. We're so excited about this project. It's just thrilling to see the submissions come in and, you know, every woman out there I know has got a story to tell. And that's sort of our, with our actually logo, that every story needs a book. So maybe 2024, do it for yourself. Maybe it's time. Maybe this will be your year. But thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I hope to see you next week. Thank you.